I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells.
About residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there.
And the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from Grady Health Foundation, presenting Move for Grady Saturday, April 27th, featuring a family-friendly bike ride through Atlanta's in-town neighborhoods. There's a ride, run, or walk distance for everyone, benefiting Grady Health System. More at moveforgrady.com.
So here's a true story from the 1940s. A top Klansman, the exalted Cyclops, approaches the longtime Georgia governor Eugene Talmadge. The Klansman's upset. Turns out the U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled that blacks in Georgia must be allowed to vote in the upcoming Democratic Party primary. The worried Klansman turns to Talmadge, wondering what they can do now. How are we going to keep them from the polls? Talmadge, the Klansman later recalled, didn't say anything. Instead, he picked up a scrap of paper and wrote one word on it. Pistols. White supremacy. It survived and thrived because it was fueled by violence, racial myths, and incendiary rhetoric.
Talmadge was the only candidate.
To hear that rhetoric, listen to this old recording. It's a stump speech Gene Talmadge gave in Columbus, Georgia, in the summer of 1946.
Now, what do my opponents say? They say that it's the law and Negroes will vote in the primary. But if I'm your governor, they won't vote in our white primary the next 4 years.
Speeches like this, they were not uncommon. And they had a consequence. They had the power to incite and to mobilize whites against blacks. But in rural Georgia, three black farmers stepped forward. They'd had enough. They were going to vote, and they'd pay a price.
He just couldn't make it home, bleeding and broken bones and all that.
She begged him not to go because she knew the possibility that he was going to be killed.
I felt like they probably got away with murder. I mean, I really felt that way, and I still feel that way.
Barry Truths examines racially motivated killings in the South. Now, this is not a whodunit. We know who did it. Here, you'll learn the why. Who were we? Who were we as a people that we allowed this to happen? Because when we understand who we were, we can better understand who we are. Barry Truths, coming this March. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you donated to WABE yet? I know you've heard us talking about why it's important, but it doesn't have to be this big decision. You can give at whatever amount fits your budget. It can be a spur-of-the-moment thing. You already get so much out of public radio, so just go for it. Visit wabe.org/donate and become a member right now. And thank you.